Welcome, everybody, to episode 10 of It's No Secret Podcast. We are your hosts, Teresa, Charis, and Bianca Rose. Ladies, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing, ladies?
We're doing.
I got a burst of energy, so I'm like swell.
Swell. Did you drink a Monster or a Red Bull or something?
Red Bull.
It gives me wings. So first and foremost, how was everybody's love day last week? Not all at once, please. It's too overwhelming. Mine was great. I didn't do shit. I went to work, actually. So I forgot
it was on a Friday.
Yeah. We went to
work. Mine was great.
Okay, good.
I spent so much money. It was not even funny.
Oh, you decided to love yourself.
Yeah, me and Nikita spent the whole day together. Aww. And we're like, man, you know, it'd be really funny. We would just go to, like, let's buy ourselves a really expensive glassware. Let's go to Williams Sonoma. Oh, you know, it'd be really funny. Let's go have a nice expensive meal. Jesus Christ, we kept saying, do you know it'd be really funny? I'll tell you what's not funny. Those fucking prices.
Yes.
I was going to say and found out. Like, we spent so much money.
Yeah, those bills are something else, let me tell you.
But it was fun.
Good, good. Oh, Cassandra says, hello, ladies, from our
Facebook. Hello.
Hello, Cass. All right, well, as always, before we start our topics for this show, we're going to do our highs and lows first, starting with our lows. I guess I'll start since I'm in the top frame today. My low was that 2 days ago, I drove my daughter to the daycare and then came outside to go to work and my car wouldn't start. So that was fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was great. Shout out to my husband for coming to rescue me and lending me his car while he dealt with mine. So that was great. Luckily, it was just the battery. So woohoo.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, could have been a lot worse. Charis, what was your low?
My low, I'll say my low for this week has been Mother Nature has been Mother Naturing.
That was me last week.
About that.
It's a doozy this month. So
that bitch. No,
definitely.
Keisha's back. No,
yeah. Auntie Flo, Keisha, whatever. She is here and in full effect. Okay.
Oh Lord. Oh, yeah, that's a low.
Yeah.
Bianca, what was your low?
My low was that I actually played my last dart game of the season, but actually I'm not playing darts this next season. So I'm actually taking a break for the first time in like 7 years.
Holy shit. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That is like a real sport, huh?
Yeah.
I took it. Well, you get paid for it. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. I was like the only, female on the co-ed team. So it takes a lot out of you to constantly be having to like hold yourself up against these guys. So It's time for a break.
Well, kudos to you for doing it for so damn long.
Don't ask me if I'm good.
We're going to assume that you are since you've been doing it for 7 years.
If I've been doing it for that long and still suck, then I'm clearly there for attendance and as a mascot.
We'll just have you stick to podcasting. You're fine.
No, yeah, probably. It might be best.
All right, well, let's move on to our highs. So for me, my high this week was that I actually am going to have a short week this week. So I had Monday off due to the Orange Man. And then I have Friday off because I took my own birthday off. So yay. Oh, 3-day work week, baby. Nice. Don't rub it in, Shari. I know you're off all week.
I am.
Shari, what's your high?
No, I'm just kidding.
My high is that I've been off all week, and I'm off for the rest of the week. So total, it's our wellness week vacation. So I am enjoying all of the wellness of this week.
I wish.
How's the weather over there, though?
weird. It was like raining, dumping buckets last week, and then it got like just really cold, and then today it decided to like heavy sprinkle, but then the sun came out. It's all over the place right now. So
interesting.
Yeah, I'm in the house for my wellness week, but you know, it's a good mental break that I need.
More outside, like you're in.
Yeah. What was your high, B?
My high for the week was that I had Monday off, so I technically had a four-day weekend, and I literally spent that whole weekend treating myself, which means that turns out I'm very expensive, but I treated myself pretty well, so.
But mama, she's a rich man. She can take care of herself.
I'm in debt. Help me.
Lord.
Oh, I spend money that I don't have, so follow me for more life tips.
I love how all of our highs had to do with not being at work as often as we're supposed to.
Yeah.
Definitely needed.
Yes. Kudos to us. Kudos to us. All right. Well, getting into today's show, we wanted to talk a little bit about pet peeves and guilty pleasures. And I was trying to think of creative ways. Ooh, words are hard today. To kind of bunch these things in together where we could talk about pet peeves, but we could talk about guilty pleasures at the same time with the same topics. So the very first one that I have here is called I Hate It, But I Love It. And what I mean by that is let's talk about some pet peeves that annoy us, but we also secretly participate in. So I hate it, but I love it. What are some of those things that you secretly can't stand, but also love at the same time?
I'd say gossip.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'd say gossip. Like, I'm here for it because it's like, you know, sometimes it's really good. It's juicy and you kind of just want to know. But then at the same time, like, I really am not your gossip girl.
Like, right.
I don't care to know other people's business. I don't. Like, if they ain't told me, I should know. Like, so I don't care for the gossip that much, but it's one of those things.
But you do secretly participate.
Yeah, from time to time.
I mean, you always have those friends where you're like, girl.
Yeah, I'm supposed to tell you. Like, tell me the tea. Don't just tell me. Spill it.
All over the place. All over me, actually.
I don't want you to pour the tea. Spill it, baby. Tell me in detail.
What are some of your I hate it, but I love it moments, Bianca?
Kind of on that same topic, the drama, public drama.
Mm.
Whether it be like in person or on social media, the fact that you're airing out your laundry for an audience to see or witness. But also, we do why here. Are y'all fighting? What's going on? Don't be shy, tag them.
Tell me more.
I will read through all the comments. I will stay like in my parked car just a little bit longer to hear the girl talking on the phone to her girlfriend. Like,
I'm just got the window cracked open this much.
Just a little bit open.
This much. Enough for nobody to notice. I feel like those are two really good ones. Gossip and drama. They kind of fit in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For me, it's a lot of like the social media stuff. Like, it really does annoy me when I see videos of like people that are like, oh, get ready with me, but I can't look away. I still watch them, even though I'm complaining about them the whole time when I'm watching them. I can't look away.
I am kind of with you on that.
Yeah.
On social media.
Like I've got
to the point now on social media, if I don't really care for it and I don't like it, but I watch it. And if I finish the entire video, whether I liked it or not, I'm going to double tap because I'm like, you killed my fucking attention. So here you go. Have this light.
Might as well be in my algorithm now.
Might as well like. Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you guys have any other ones?
Oh, Michelle said the cleaning videos.
Oh, yes. Because they make me self-conscious about my house. But yet I enjoy watching them. I'm like, ooh, can you come clean my house like this, please? That
part. You know those videos that like clean those dirty rugs? Oh, I watched the shit out of those.
Yes, so do I.
I'm like, I'm trying to like figure out what that rug is before they reveal it with the like the wash off. I'm like, is it a frog? Is it a unicorn? What is it?
Or like trying to guess the color. Like before all the brown comes off. Yeah.
Yes. This is so not pet peeves, but those videos that where it's like the guessing game where you have like all the different colored cups or something and they try to like guess them. You got one right. You got two right. And it's like, okay, cool. I'm like, oh my God, put the blue on the left, stupid. And it's like, oh no, I can see it. They can, but
you're all judging them like, while they're playing this. I can't believe you didn't get it yet.
How dare you?
I don't know if you know this.
Well, since we're talking about social media, one of the topics I actually had on here was social media, love to scroll, love to complain, which is pretty much what we're saying right now, but essentially guilty pleasures in doom scrolling and deep dives into TikTok trends that you love to hate or pet peeves of that nature. What's another one I fall into the trap? Oh, believe it or not, one of my guilty pleasures on social media is the chalk ASMR, where they literally just like are crumbling the chalk and you can like just hear it. Just,
oh, you know, what's that one when you're cutting up the soap right now?
Oh, yes, when they're cutting up the soap.
Like that. Yes. ASMR videos are like everything to me.
I like the ASMR videos when they're opening stuff, like if they're cleaning their bathrooms or something and they're just like over like everything and like restocking, like those are my guilty pleasure ones. They're the restocking ones. I'm like,
but organization.
Yes. It's like, oh, give it to me.
I like watching keyboard reviews, so like typing on the keyboards.
Is it like just the fingernails or is it like the actual clicking?
No, the key sounds.
Ooh. It was one that they were selling. It was like an Amazon one that was so popular for a while. And that clicking was just like everything when you heard it. I was like, that might need to go into the cart. Just because.
The more videos that I watch with those keyboard ones, it's like, oh, I really do like the bubbly ones or like the poppy.
Those are cute.
Keyboards. And I'm like, what are these? Like, I thought, oh, I just like mechanical keyboards. Like, no, there are, be more specific because some of these are just like so different. I'm like, they all sound so good.
With that said, though, like we did have a coworker that had a really loud keyboard at the office. Shout out to Ty. I don't know if she's watching today. Hopefully she's not right now. But like she literally, like everyone would be like, Ty, we can hear your keyboard, like complaining to her, like especially if we were trying to do videos and stuff, like we could hear like in the background. It was really loud.
I get told that I type loud too sometimes, like if I'm like writing an email, like they're like, ma'am.
Well, you do angry type sometimes.
I do angry type.
Yeah.
I got something to say. That's why.
It's only when you angry type. You're like. She starts going to town.
And all of a sudden, I'm typing like 90 words a minute. I'm like, I got something like right now.
What else is a guilty pleasure of mine on social media?
Smart One Stud said that I like the ASMR where they cut Play-Doh or like the kinetic sand.
Mm-hmm. I love kinetic sand.
I like those ones when it was like soap or something and they would like cut it, but it would like break up into like
the cube. My sister started doing that.
Oh, that was like everything.
She's like, it's actually very relaxing to do it too.
Oh, I'm sure. I feel like that would be they always tag those with oddly satisfying, right? Like that would really be satisfying to me. That's why I like the chalk ones. Like even my toddler will be like, Mommy, can we watch chalk on your phone? Like she likes to watch it now. But it's just like the sound of it just crumbling in your hands. I'm like, oh, I want to touch it. I want to touch it. I was doing ASMR sounds for Bianca before you hopped on, Shari, and she said one of them was inappropriate. Do you want to hear it? Sorry, guys.
I was like, if I turn away.
Yeah.
Spotify is going to love this.
Yes, Spotify is going to love it. We're just going to label this one ASMR for everybody.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, man. I didn't realize ASMR was such a popular thing with everybody. I thought it was just me.
Is it like, what is so intriguing about the ASMR? Is it people with TISM that it's more like calming, or like, why is it so intriguing to people?
Well, I can't speak for everyone, obviously, but like for me, it's just because, like, I don't know if it's the sound or the watching it. It just takes my mind away from whatever I'm thinking about for a moment. Like, so it's like a welcomed distraction in a way. That's kind of why I like it, but it could be a TISM.
So since we're talking about like ASMR kind of things, another video or trend that I also at some point liked watching, it was kind of like a guilty pleasure at some point, was the mukbangs.
Oh, when is that, when like people eat?
People are eating.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, no. That, I feel like that might make me sick if I watch it.
My little sister used to watch those all the time.
My sisters would watch those too.
Why are you watching that nonsense? Like, that was one I could not get into.
Maybe it makes you not want to eat. It curbs your appetite.
It doesn't curb my appetite. It just pisses me off. Because it's like, I don't know. Like, when I eat food, I enjoy food. And like, I feel like you're just doing too much with this food. And then it was like, I don't know. It was just, I don't know. It bothered me.
It was a very fine line. Because for me, I had two jaw surgeries, right? So after my second jaw surgery, I could not eat. So I had like my mouth wired shut and all that. So I was like on a full liquid diet, and I couldn't eat, but I still had cravings of food. So what I would do is I would watch the mukbang videos of the foods that I was craving. So I'm like, oh, if I am craving spaghetti or Alfredo or chicken nuggets or something, then I'm going to YouTube like chicken nugget mukbang, or, you know, crawfish boil mukbang. Then I would just like type that down. I was like, what am I hungry for tonight? And I would like YouTube a mukbang of that.
Did it help?
It helped. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For some reason it was like, I couldn't have it, but it was, I saw it and it was enough for me at that time. And when it wasn't, there was time, like, I would go to McDonald's and I'm like, oh, I really want chicken nuggets right now, but I can't eat it, obviously. So I would go get chicken nuggets and I would feed it to my dog and I'd be like, just one bite, just take a bite. And I just wanted to hear her chew on it. I'm like, that's right.
She's using her dog to satisfy her cravings. Hold on, real quick.
To smell it.
Michelle, while you were talking about it, said, Kanye, is that you?
Through the wire? Yeah.
She said, I get hooked on pimple popping videos. I do watch those if I come across them too. I do. It's just what's going to come out. You never know.
I know what's going to come out. It's disgusting.
You know, the one that that has been popping up on my page a lot lately is there's this cat and this lady has like a Kleenex and she's like twisting it and like something's coming out of the cat's nose. No. And like, it's just a pull for me, like I could feel it, like it's weird, but I can't, every time it pops up I have to watch it. I'm like, what is happening?
Guilty pleasures.
It's people. One of those things, it's like I don't want to watch it because it makes me like feel like weird, but
you're gonna watch it all the way through.
I have to watch it all the way through.
I can't look away.
So I'm like, ew, that's cruel. I could feel like the sensation of it being pulled out of my nose. Like, I don't want to.
You're giving me goosebumps.
Smart one stud on our Instagram said, I don't trust what I see on the internet when it comes to the mukbang. Some people don't show it all, so I don't believe them. And when they do show it, I can't believe it. LOL.
You just that ate makes all sense, of that.
Though. Yeah. Well, what's that girl's name that became famous? Well, she used to do like the little avatar things. What's her name? Pinky something? I can't remember her name. She's from Canada. But she used to do like the little avatar stance, like from
like when you're selecting a character in a game.
Yes, yes. She got famous for that. But then when her views started to go down, she started doing mukbangs. And now she's like having digestion issues and all kinds of shit.
There was that mukbang content creator. What's his name? Nikki Cotto Avocado or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you literally saw him from like a thin, from when he very like first started out. He was so thin, and then he just gained massive weight over the years. Like, you can see the weight gain. Mm-hmm. Apparently he's lost all the weight now, but
oh, good for him.
Good for him, right? But yeah. So that one, I can tell he was committed. That is real.
Smart one said, Shari, I admit I tried that on my cat, LOL. I don't know what's wrong with that lady's cat.
He's dying right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
We got one on our YouTube as well. The wood soup ASMR is a good one. Wood soup?
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that one. Can you send that one to our social media page, Brandon, please? And thank you. I'm like, wood soup? Wood soup.
Is Ooh, it just like a of wood? Like, the TikTok creator, the one who just chops wood?
Oh, the one you like to watch chop wood? That one? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that one.
You like that one for a different reason. A different kind of guilty pleasure.
For the wood.
Literally. So we were talking about food, though, for a minute there. So I do want to bring one up. I called this one. Where is it? I think I have it here. Yep. Drive-through range and late night cravings. So what this one is about is the guilty pleasure of fast food runs that we pretend don't happen. And the pet peeve of waiting in long drive-through lines or people who take forever to order. So any call-outs on that? What are some drive-through rage or late-night craves that you guys have?
Mine don't necessarily be late-night, but the fact that I crave Taco Bell is such a – it bothers me. It really, truly bothers me.
So you don't actually go get it. You just crave it.
No, I go get it. That's the okay.
That's like, no problem.
It don't be late night, though. Y'all know I go to bed at 8:30, so don't be late. But
I have all kinds of fucking cravings.
The Taco Bell one for me bothers me the most, I think. I think that's the one that bothers me the most. Because it's just trash. But I crave the hot sauce.
Oh, we actually buy fire sauce. Like a bottle of fire sauce just to use at our on our tacos at home.
See, that's crazy. But I only like it on Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. It's Taco Bell fire sauce.
No, I know, but I only like it on Taco Bell. My personal one.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I like that one on mine when I make them. But it's just horrible. My pet peeve is those when I say, can I get a lot of hot and fire? And they give me like three. And
one extra one?
I'm about to reach through this window.
That'll be 50 cents.
That happened to me in Popeyes a couple weeks ago, and I almost lost my shit. Yeah. So, okay, real quick story.
Story time.
Because it pissed me off. So I did not want to go to Popeyes, but I'm like, fuck it, it's right here. We had something to do, so let's just eat real quick.
Yeah.
Go to Popeyes. Mind you, I only order food for me and my son because my daughter was going to share food. She don't really care for it. Mm. Cool. $40 fucking dollars for two meals. Okay. Mm. So I was pissed already because I'm like, you've got to be shitting me. So, okay. Get to the window. We both had chicken tenders. So combined, there's 8 tenders. Okay. Okay. I said, can I get sauces? This motherfucker gives me 2 or 3 sauces.
For 8 tenders?
For 8 tenders.
That is not going to work.
So I said, can I get 2 or 3 more barbecue sauces? He's like, they're 25 cents each. So me being petty, I had 4 quarters in my thing, so I gave him $1. I was like, here, give me 4. Uh-huh. This motherfucker gonna say, go to the cash register, get up and go say, that's $1.18. Almost lost
Mother in the drive-thru. Oh, that was his
heart. Yes.
Oh.
That's definitely a drive-thru rage right there.
The only reason I did lose my shit was because both of my children were in the back seat, and I have to remind myself, we had to collectively pull it together because I wanted to fucking throw the soda that he gave me back in his fucking face was what I wanted to do. So that was my story. But yes.
Oh my God.
The shit show of fast food. Like, it don't come out your fucking check. Stop playing with me and giving me my fucking sauce. I'm the condiments queen. Okay?
It's $1.18 though. Motherfucker.
I would be so away, goddamn it. I'm still in shock. I would be so pissed. That would ruin my day, honestly.
I'm actually kudos to you for keeping your composure with your children in the car.
And I don't know. I was more mad at. I don't know if I was more mad at the fact that he one-upped me because I was trying to be petty and give him the four quarters, or the fact that he charged me the 18
cents. He out-pettied you. Sure.
I don't know what pissed me off more. Was it that or that you charged me tax on my fucking sauces?
It would have been the out petty. That would have pissed me off more.
I was trying to be the petty. He said, I'm going for employee of the month, ma'am. It's $1.18.
It's $1.18, ma'am. Do you want to give me four quarters?
Fucking asshole.
I might have let one slip if that happened to me. I might have looked into like the drive thru window and been like, you bitch. But just like, bitch, really?
I mean, he was all types of motherfuckers in my head, but just couldn't. Right. I wanted to let him know he was all types of motherfuckers and I couldn't. Oh, especially because my daughter is in that mimic stage right now. Oh, yeah. So it's like, let me just chill out.
Yep. Like, motherfucker.
You know, good call. She would say it. She'd good be like, Mommy, you said motherfucker. She would say it. So just be cool.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, what other fast.
But you know what? Paying an exact change, that's a pet peeve of mine. Watching people try to pay an exact change. If you're not a fast counter, if you don't know the math, don't do it. Holding up the line.
Yes. Thank you.
Whether it be drive through or in the store, like if you're paying and you're counting your damn fucking pennies and you can't do a penny, a nickel, and two dimes and you cannot add up math that fast, don't do it.
Yeah.
Just give him the extra dollar roundup. Let the computer do the math for you.
Just fucking swipe. Just swipe. Just swipe, okay? Just
have to pay. Swipe. I don't care. Do something. Move.
Oh, my gosh.
That does drive me crazy, though. People.
I have more pet peeve at stores than drive-thru. But before moving on from drive-thrus, what pisses me off sometimes is people who take their time ordering at the drive-thru.
Like the menu has changed. The menu has not fucking changed.
The menu has not changed. McDonald's is it your first time here? Did you not know? You had to have shown up somewhere because you were craving something.
And the icing on the cake is if you have your window down because like maybe you're the next car and you can hear them.
Yeah.
I think can I have another minute, please? Like, no, bitch, get out the way.
Yeah.
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
Like, if it's a like if one, why would you try a drive through at a new restaurant for the first time? If you don't know the menu, look up the menu before you go.
Yes. Or while you're waiting in line.
While you're waiting in line. My gosh, there are so many things that you can do. Thank you, George Davis. Use the app. We have smartphones for a reason. Smartphones, but not smart people, apparently.
You can't force people to be smart, okay? Just because like, their devices are. Come on.
That would piss me off. That does piss me off.
So I do have a drive-through rage confession. So this one time at Bandcamp, we were in Houston on a work trip. And it was really late. Mind you, we were completely sober. But one of my coworkers was really hungry. So we went to a drive-thru. And I mean like middle of the night late. Like we had just left like a karaoke bar or something. And there was a long ass line. I think it was a Whataburger. It was a long ass line. So we're in the line. And, you know, it's one of those that kind of twists and turns because of the way the parking garage or the parking lot is set up. Well, there was a motherfucker that decided to cut the line in front of hella people. And I was like two cars behind them. So the whole time they were ordering, I was just blowing my car horn. The whole time they were ordering. The whole fucking time.
Asshole.
Yeah. I was being an asshole. And I was cussing them out. That was actually a moment where I told my coworker, I was like, man, I wish Shari was here because she would have been going crazy with me because I was telling that motherfucker off through the window. I was mad like I was hungry and I wasn't even hungry.
Give me any reason. any reason to fuck some shit up. See, I'm not going to start it, and I'm not going to just do it, because just give me any fucking reason.
Yeah.
And I'll knock all this shit over.
Yeah. I legit, though, was like, just like him not moving off the horn the whole time that motherfucker was ordering.
And I just like stare my head out the window too and be like,
I was window down. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yeah. Smart One Stud on Instagram said, annoys me when big SUVs roll up with 8 people and they ask, what does everybody want? You should have the courtesy to get everyone's order before you pull up with that many people.
Or go inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go inside.
Oh, can I say something that I hate, but I know I do sometimes?
Yes. The whole topic of the show.
Because when we go to lunch together and we're like, oh, let's just pick up something, but everyone in the car wants separate orders.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this drive-thru is not the place to place separate orders. I know this and I do this, but it's so not. It's not.
We cool do it every all. Time we go to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. I got 3 orders for you.
That's different. Well, because, okay, if you're picking up a mobile order.
No, we're not mobile orders.
Give me the names. But if you're like, oh, Becky in the back wants a special mm-hmm. order, you know, Chris up front wants something, something allergic to this and that, mm-hmm. you know, Amanda's over here like this, this, and that. I don't, I'm like, ah, no.
I've done placing that.
All separate orders? No.
I've done that with Michelle a few times. Shout out to you, Michelle.
I do this. I am one of these people. I am Becky in the back. In the back.
Yes, that was dangerous in Texas, and I did not give a fuck that day, Michelle. Thanks.
She had a death wish.
It's dangerous any fucking where.
Yeah. It might have actually been a little safer in Texas than in Texas than
it is in California.
Yeah.
Facts.
I don't know if I would have been able to get away with that somewhere else.
You would have gotten shot that night. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yep. Oh, Unk is in the chat.
Hey, Unk is here.
All right. Next one. Reality TV versus real life annoyances. So guilty pleasure reality TV shows that we're addicted to, but the pet peeves of watching TV with others.
Okay, my guilty pleasure show is Baddies. And I fucking hate that show. But I religiously watch it every Sunday.
Mine is just reality TV, period. I feel like I lose brain cells every time I watch other people live their lives. But I can't look away. Look away.
I've gotten better with reality TV, though.
Love and Hip Hop. I still watch Love and Hip Hop.
See, I broke up with that.
Miami, New York, doesn't matter. Hollywood.
I was that way with Jersey Shore.
I watched Jersey Shore for a long time and then I finally mm-hmm. stopped.
Yeah.
But just reality TV
a lot.
Oh, all the dating shows, Love is Blind, Married at First Sight, all that shit. All of it. Just give it to
my
me.
Guilty one is the 90 Day Couples. I watch all of those.
Oh, you watch 90 Day Fiancé, right?
Fiancé,
oh,
yeah. mm-hmm. the After the 90 Days.
And
then Love During Lockup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Love After Lockup. I do watch those. But see, it's always some old crazy shit that I'm watching.
Shit. Like, I still watch Teen Mom. I've been watching that shit since it started. Like, that was what, like 16 years ago?
They're adults now.
Your kids
are teenagers. That's one show I never watched.
Yeah. I still watch that shit. I'm telling you, reality TV is my guilty pleasure. But then I sit there and I'm bitching about, like, how stupid these bitches are on TV. I'm like, are they really?
That is me, oh, love for my life. I'm like, you fell for that shit? He gave you from jail and you fell for that shit?
Right.
Oh, come on. We've got to do better.
Mine's is Chrisley Knows Best.
I've never watched that one.
He's just a sassy. He's a sassy man. I don't believe he's fully straight, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm an ally. But it's just the way he talks, the way he explains things, his attitude, his sass. I love it.
Team Heartthrob, I've got my own problems to watch someone else's BS. Exactly. And yet I can't look away.
TLC has some good shows, though. So, like, what's another one that I watched? I'm Marrying Millions.
Oh, I've never watched it, but I want
to. All these young girls and guys that are with, like, these millionaires, obviously, right? So they're like, is it really love or is it for the money? And I'm like, clearly for love.
Sure. It's clearly. Little Miss Nay said, I'm horrible to watch anything with because I talk to the TV, but I have ADHD, so I can only do movies. That's fair. That's fair. Michelle said, I got her into Love is Blind. It was Married at First Sight, not Love is Blind. You did that on your own. Little Miss Nay said, 16 and Pregnant is still on. No way. I don't know if they're still doing 16 and Pregnant, but they definitely do Teen Mom and Teen Mom OG or whatever it's called now. But yes, they're still around.
Absolutely not.
They're still around. And some of them are still popping out babies. It's wild. I mean, not that I can talk with the age gap between my kids.
I'm like, wow, the silence is loud.
I know, real, real loud. Pet peeves of watching TV with people. I hate it when people talk through a show that I'm really into. Or like they start asking me questions as if we're not watching the same show at the same time.
Oh, you called it because Smart One Stun on Instagram said, I have two here, Michael Scott. And when people ask what is happening in the movie when you're both watching it for the first time.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That it drives me insane. Like even with my kids, like I have a toddler. So right now everything's why, right? You know, why are they doing that? Mom, what's that? Is that so-and-so? And I'm like, shut up. Like, just let me watch the TV.
Just wait. Just wait till she go to sleep. I can't even deal with that.
Yeah.
I'm not one to ask questions, but I am one to repeat the lines of the movie or show if I know it. Like, bad. Like, line for line.
Yeah, if you've watched it already a few times, yeah. No, but I mean, like, this is the first time both of us are watching this and you're asking me questions. Like, I can predict the future. Please stop.
Yeah, I think that's a pet, like, my mom when I watch TV with her. One, it takes us 12 hours to watch a two-hour movie.
Why?
Because she will just pause, like, because if like if a conversation comes up in the middle of it, then like she's got to pause it, and we gotta like talk, and then or she's gotta rewind because we were talking about like because the kids are doing it. Just it's just a drama.
Oh yeah, that would drive me crazy.
That too. And then like she's one of those people who's like trying to predict the entire movie as we're watching it, and I'm like, just watch the movie.
Yeah.
You're going to find out what happened. Stop trying to solve the fucking movie. Granted, some movies are very predictable, but we don't need to solve the case.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. I'm not watching the problem solve. No.
George
Davis. My sister's really good at guessing the endings, too. She's like, this is what's going to happen. I'm like, I'm going to need you to stop.
George on our YouTube said, Chrisley Knows Best is classic. The grandmother is hilarious.
So grandma is hilarious. If y'all have not seen it, even just clips, she is so funny.
I have not watched it at all. Smart One said, I also hate when you're watching something for the first time and then someone who has already seen it asks, did so-and-so die already? Well, I'm done here.
Cut the TV off. Like, never mind.
My oldest son, every time he goes to the movie theaters, if he sees a movie that I want to see, as soon as he walks in the door, I'm like, don't say shit. Because he has ruined so many movies for me throughout my life. He's gotten better, but I still have to remind him not to say anything.
It's funny because Nikita, we were talking about that this past weekend when we were talking about Grey's Anatomy, and I don't watch it anymore. She doesn't watch it. She goes, you know what ruined it for me is that I was watching it on a weekly basis, like a loyal person does. And like someone like randomly came over and they're like, oh, you're watching Grey's Anatomy. It's cool, cool, cool. Yeah. Have you watched the newest episode? And she goes, I'm watching it right now. And she asked, like, well, did you get to the part where Derek died? She's like, I've never watched an episode after.
They ruined Derek dying.
It was that episode.
Wow. I mean, spoiler alert, just in case you're watching Grey's Anatomy.
If you're just now watching it though.
He died like 10 seasons ago.
Several years behind. Shit, I think it's been more than 10 seasons now.
Because when I watched it, okay, so that happened to me. I had never watched Grey's Anatomy ever before, and then I literally came home from the hospital from having my daughter, and I watched all 17 seasons.
Oh, I love Grey's Anatomy.
I caught up on 17 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, postpartum and everything else. It was probably not the best idea.
It was during COVID. You're fine.
We had the time.
I was like, why are you crying? Is it the movie? Is it the baby? Are you hungry?
It's difficult during those times because you don't know.
I had no clue, but you know, then when Derek died and then George died, I think I lost my shit. It was just over from there.
Yes.
So that one I will never get over.
Yeah, never.
Michelle said, oh, heck no, I would fight somebody if they ruined my McDreamy's death. That's what I'm saying. Like the spoilers.
Yes. Don't do it.
At the movie theaters, it really does bother me when people bust out their phones in the movie theater. Like the bright light. I'm like, put it away. Just put it away. It's just a couple hours. Just put it away. A
couple hours. Yeah.
If you can't turn off your TV, I mean your TV, your phone for an hour and a half, 2 hours, then you got bigger issues.
Ooh, House. Movies. Hold on. Ooh, House was a good one. I have not finished that. Don't spoil it for me.
I won't.
At the movies, if you are, you know, now you have to like pick your assigned seatings and it's all open, but the next people pick the seat that's right next to yours or like in that same row. Like,
because you got a good spot. That's why.
I know. Pick somewhere else because I picked it first.
Just don't get the fuck away from me.
Get away from me.
Shari said it as soon as you started. She's like, don't fucking sit next
to me. Don't sit next to me.
Don't sit next to me. Why would you do that?
Because you picked a good spot. You picked a good spot.
Mm-mm. Pick somewhere else. Pick another movie time.
Movie time.
Come back later.
It's just a smart one instead said, oh my God, Bianca, yes, so whack.
Like, oh my God.
You picked a good spot. What can I say?
I know.
I'll go to another show. Okay, I don't know if I'd do all that, but yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good one. What else? What else? What else?
Nappies in general or like movie theaters?
We can stick to movie theaters, sure.
Because I just have random pet peeves. I've been waiting for someone to ask me these.
What are the worst movies that you love, despite how bad they are?
Ooh.
Damn. What's a really bad movie that I like to watch? I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of them.
Brandon from YouTube said, Bianca, you just need to rent out theaters from now on.
It can be.
I just need to buy the seats next to me at the very least.
Right. Just buy the whole row. Fuck it.
My financial class does not allow me to rent out the theater, but I can probably afford the two seats next to me.
See, the way my bank account is set up.
The way it's set up.
Austin Powers, smart one stud. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one because people hate to love it or love to hate it. I said it wrong the first time. Love to hate it.
Hate to love it? They hate to love it.
I mean, I guess it could go both ways, right? Hate to love it. Love to hate it. Whatever.
Either way.
We're like,
tomato, tomato.
We're thinking too much into that. You're overthinking.
Hi, have you met me?
That's what Shari said in that episode that one day. Friday movies. Oh, those are amazing.
Those are big.
Those are amazing. I fucking love them.
Those are epic.
Well, then we can start going into all the stupid funny movies like 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I can keep going. I love all those fucking movies. Man. Nice. Grandma's Boy was one that I questioned myself on, though. I love that movie. I laugh so hard with that movie, but it is the stupidest movie.
No, like the scary ever. Movies or the parody movies.
Oh, like
all those so movies. Stupid. So stupid.
So stupid. The one movie that I don't know why I like it, but I love it is Norbit. You still haven't
you
watched it yet.
Talk about Norbit. She has told me to watch Norbit, I think, since we met.
Because I really don't like Eddie Murphy, so it bothers me that I like that movie. Uh-huh. But that movie is just hilarious, and you just really got to pay attention to the little stupid shit.
There's a lot of little stupid shit in movies.
Like I will that. Quote that movie all day long. Like, that is my movie.
Michelle said, A Haunted House. She also said, Angel said to mention his favorite movie. Her husband does watch that movie a lot. Like, a lot. I only go to visit every once in a while, and I've seen it several times at their house. That's how often he watches it. Team Heartthrob said, 10 things I hate about you. Oh, that's coming from a guy. That's awesome. Thank you.
I love that movie, but I hate her poem. Can I say everyone's like, oh my God, it's so touching.
Oh,
it's
when she starts crying? Yeah.
Yeah. It's so stupid. What was she in third grade when she wrote that? Maybe. It was such a stupid poem. I would have failed her.
Norbit is the best.
It is. You have to go watch it, I'm telling you.
She's all that.
You got a girlfriend.
I think Team Heartthrob likes chick flicks, for sure. For sure. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Did you watch that one too, Team Heartthrob?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yeah.
He's not totally into chick flicks until he's watched The Notebook. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is true. And cried.
And cried.
Yes.
I guess those little they're not really rom-coms. Those romantic type movies. Little chick.
Those Nicholas Sparks kind of thing. Dear John and I don't know, those other ones.
Armageddon makes me cry every time I watch it.
I'm an easy crier, so
me too.
Like, yeah.
Team Heartthrob said no comment. Yeah, seen it.
You can stay. We'll keep you.
I know, right? You can remain in the chat. Thank you. Oh, Miss Congeniality. I watch that movie a lot.
I love Miss Congeniality.
I love those.
What's your perfect date?
What's the other one she
did? Oh, no, it's April 25th, isn't it?
Something like
that. What's the other movie she did? The Engagement to the Wind?
The Proposal?
The Proposal.
To the Walls. To the Wind Drop Down My Walls. To all these bitches.
Grandma offended.
I love Betty White. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That is my movie.
That's my favorite part of that entire. I will rewatch that movie just to watch that part.
That is my movie.
A Walk to Remember. Isn't that with Mandy Moore?
Yes, that is one of my favorite movies.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it either, Bianca.
What?
I know. Okay. I know.
Okay.
That is a cry movie. I legitimately cry every time I watch that movie.
Okay, both. So Team Heartthrob on Instagram said Twilight, and also Brandon from YouTube also mentioned Twilight as well.
They both said Twilight. Thinking I'd hate it. I actually liked it.
Terrible movie. But you know,
Twilight has good action. Fix your face, Bianca.
I was there at every midnight premiere for all the Twilight movies. They were all terrible, and I loved every minute of it.
Guilty pleasure me.
Yeah. I love the Twilight movies. I bought those because me and my middle child would watch them all the time. What else? A movie that I can't get enough of, and it's not the greatest movie, but it's like probably one of my favorites, is Fools Rush In. It's an old movie with Salma Hayek and Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's one of those movies.
Was that before my
Hunger
time?
Games.
It was definitely before your time.
Okay.
Itty bitty. No, just kidding. Michelle said Hunger Games. Yep. I watch that all the time too. God.
I literally just watched the prequel yesterday, I think. What is it? The Songbird, the ballad of Songbird and Snake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watched that one.
Vampires don't sparkle. They do on Twilight, buddy. They do on Twilight.
I remember in Hot Topic, they sold like the body shimmer.
Oh, Lord.
I was an avid Hot Topic shopper. So when Twilight was a thing, oh, man, I was like, I want the charms. I want this. I want that.
She wanted to be a vampire.
I wanted to be a vampire.
Oh,
I was like, yeah.
You were Team Edward.
Team Edward, but yet I have like a little wolf tattoos. I'm like, oh, Team Jacob.
I was totally Team Jacob. I couldn't stand Edward. Oh. I'm like, he's
looking
such an
back
asshole.
Now, I'd be Team Jacob.
Yeah, he was an asshole. Yes.
The only reason why I watched those movies.
Yeah, I'm like, I was Team Jacob all the way.
Actually, now I'm Team Dads because all the dads look hot now.
You're coming up into that age bracket now.
That age.
All right. Well, we are getting close to the hour, the top of the hour. But before we go, I wanted to give Bianca a couple minutes to tell us about a story that she's been wanting to tell us about for like two episodes now, and we keep fucking forgetting. But it had to do with her couch delivery that she got last week. So I'm going to hand the mic. Yeah.
No, it's not even like that big of a deal. It's just so funny that, Shari, I just wanted to tell you because you're just so damn far away. And so obviously I had this couch delivered. I wanted it. It made me so happy. But when I first saw it, it was at Costco and I was with Nikita and I'm like, oh my God, I need this couch, right? So but I drive a car. She drives a little beep beep car. Like, where's this? How are we gonna take this home? We need someone with a truck. And like the one friend that we had asked, like, hey, what's up? Trying to be slick with it, wasn't answering, and we're very impatient. You know who you are. So I was like, oh, we need someone with a truck. So Shari, I texted that guy who did not want to date. I know.
What's your text?
He had a truck and I really wanted this couch. And I'm like, well, I mean, y'all weren't talking bad about it, being like, oh, you know, it's a good thing that he told you that he didn't want a date. He wasn't ready, this, this, and that. But I'm like, okay, but he was cool with being friends. So I was like, hey, friend.
Hey, buddy, old pal.
Yeah, like, hey, it may not have worked out, like, relationship-wise, but hey, friend. And so immediately, him being so nice, he was immediately like, what do you need and when? I was like, oh, okay. I need this couch from Costco, and you have a membership exactly. And a truck, and this is going to be great.
He fit all the criteria.
Check.
Costco membership, so, check.
He was like, oh, well, why don't I just buy it and then just drop it off when you get home? I'll just deliver it to you. And I'm like, oh, yes. Okay, great. And Nikita came over because she's like, okay, the plan is he's just going to drop it off. I just paid for delivery, not the assembly, okay? So we just assumed that he was just going to drop it off. So we're like, drop it off in the garage, and then we'll just, like, pick up the pieces inside. He comes, and I was like, you know what? Let me go say hi first, and then y'all can come on out. Cool. I go outside through the garage, open up the garage door, and I'm like, okay, hey, hi, whatever. Nikita opens up the door, and she's like, she's blowing him, and then closes the door. And I'm like, oh, my God. They have not even met this guy. Like, she said she didn't scream it out, but I'm like, this garage echo. Thank you so much.
Neighbors fucking heard that shit.
I'm like, okay, whatever. We're going to ignore that. He brings the couch down, brings it in. Cool. Great, great, great. And Lauren is here, my roommate. And we're like, okay, he dropped it off. He's like, all right, I'm going to get going. Cool. Great. I said, okay, let me walk you out so that way I can come back through the garage and close the door. And I guess at the same time as I'm walking in from the garage, Lauren is leaving through the front door. And then I tell Nikita, I'm like, hey, where's Lauren? She goes, oh, she just left. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So me and Nikita just start, you know, taking the stuff out the box, whatever. 2 minutes later, Lauren come busting in the front door. And we're like, what happened? And she sees me. She was like, oh, you're here. I said, yeah, I'm here. Why? She goes, because I didn't see you come back into the house. And when I walked out, I saw his truck leaving and Nikita's here. So I came back in to tell her, I think she really went to go blow him. Oh my God. She goes, I didn't know what to believe. I just saw the truck and I didn't see you.
My question is, what are you doing to make all your friends assume that you're just blowing these random guys?
I mean, a favor for a favor, right?
I had to be paid somehow.
Damn. Oh, Lord.
But the way that Lauren just came busting into the front door, and she was like, Nikita, she really went to go blow him. I'm like, she was all
concerned. Oh, Brandon on our YouTube offered his truck next time.
See, there we go. Thank you. There we you friends go. That have trucks, please. Yeah.
Just make sure he doesn't need a favor for a favor.
I was like, there will be no blowing.
Make sure Nikita's not there.
Oh, Lord. I'm like, oh, my God. Y'all have never met this man. This is the one time that I ask this person a favor, and I'm like, oh, God. Great. I said, so those are the help. Like, they're supposed to help me.
Great first impression.
Great. Fun times. Yeah. Thought you might enjoy that story.
Well, yeah. With that said, we are at the top of the hour. I know we're about to get cut off on Instagram, so we want to make sure to wrap it up a little bit here. Any shout outs, anything, ladies, before we go?
Yeah, because somebody's birthday is on Friday. Our very own co-host, Teresa.
You.
Yes, it's my birthday, and I hope to do not a damn thing.
You guys wish her happy birthday on Friday.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, so y'all wish her a happy birthday in the comments. Y'all can wish her a happy birthday by liking and following and subscribing to our social medias.
Subscribing. So right now that we've got everybody's attention real quick.
Free birthday gifts.
If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please go and subscribe. We are on the road to 1K. I know we just started, so that's our first goal. But we need some subscribers, so go get them. Hit the button. It's over here somewhere or down here. I don't know where the fuck it is. It's over here somewhere. Just hit subscribe. How else can they find us, Bianca?
If they have not already, they can like, subscribe, and follow us on our social media accounts. That's Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at It's No Secret Podcast. And our TikTok, it's at It's No Secret Podcast Live now, right?
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Yes. And if you cannot join us for the live streams every Wednesday, then you can listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts every Sunday.
Yes. Again, go subscribe. Grab your friend's phone and make them subscribe to our YouTube page.
Honestly, we need to grow these followings. We need more listeners. We need more viewers. We need more comments. The show is much more fun when we have comments to engage back and forth with.
Yes. Yes, yes. And I love putting them up on the screen. So join us on YouTube. All right.
And remember, it's no secret.
Bye. Bye.